Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk some Royals baseball with our guy, Josh Vernier. He, of course, is off today. Kind enough to give us some time. And then tomorrow, back at it with the Royals on the homestand, Vern's on deck show. We were discussing, Vern, 500 road trip. I will sign up with that every single time.
Without question, that was my hope going into these six games, was to return home 3-3. They did just that. The starting pitching gave you a chance to win all six games. The defense, the base running remained elite, and so long as that continues, your complaints to me seem somewhat silly, because if the things that matter most, the foundation for any good team, continue to show themselves, starting pitching, defense, and base running, if you have that, this team's not going anywhere. In fact, if the numbers that they've put up, right, second best ERA from the rotation in all of Major League Baseball, most innings, best defense when you look into the defensive metrics, best base running unit when you dive into the numbers, if those things continue, they're going to cruise to the division title. So, of course, I'll take 3-3, so long as those things that sustain you over 6 months continue to show themselves, and they did.
Vern, do you think in an underrated storyline for the success they've had this year is the defense? Because last year they were average, probably, on defense, but overall a massive disappointment from where they had been in previous years. Has it been kind of like an undersold part of their early season success?
I mean, depending on, you know, who you're talking with, but no, it's been properly highlighted as far as pregame, postgame, and Royals fans, Royals broadcasts have been concerned, at least in my opinion. And a lot of that, of course, goes to this starting rotation. I made mention of it a few days ago. Imagine being a defender. Imagine being Bobby or MJ or Mike Hell or Kyle or Vinny, these guys that grinded through 106 losses last season. Bobby grinding through 97 losses the season before, driving to the ballpark on a daily basis, knowing we got to push 6, 7, 8 runs across to even have a chance, because the guy on the hill is going to get tattooed. Now you're driving to the ballpark knowing we have three guys in the rotation with a sub-2 ERA. Seth Lugo right now, you can bet on him to win the Cy Young. Same for Brady Singer. Same for Cole Reagans. Michael Wacha's ERA is sub-4. Alec Marsh is punching tickets to drive to the ballpark knowing this guy's going to have us in the game in the 6th and 7th innings. And then when you're out there, you know, that has to fuel your preparation, right? You don't want to be the guy that cost Michael Wacha a shutout. You don't want to be the guy that cost Seth Lugo a fifth straight quality start. And when you find yourself playing in these well-pitched games, they're often close, they're often decided by one or two runs, and when you're playing early season games that are that nip and tuck, it's going to expose what matters most to these inexperienced Royals. They're going to get a 400-level course on executing, advancing runners, making the routine play defensively, taking the extra 90 feet, because those are the things that win in the postseason, because the postseason are often close games. So if you're getting a bunch of close games right now, man, if they can stay healthy, there's no reason why they shouldn't be in it until the end.
That last part was what I was going to ask you about, Vern, is we look around baseball and we look around this division. There's been teams that have already dealt with plenty of injuries, and knock on wood, the Royals have been healthy to this point. And you're right, at some point there's going to be some injury and someone's going to be out of the lineup or out of the rotation. Yep. Is that when... You know, I think they've shown enough that they're going to be competitive for much of this season, but is that the real next test a little bit? Like, what happens when they lose somebody, and how do they handle that like other teams are already having to handle it?
You know, there's so many tests. There will be a losing streak. Gold, most of these Royals, the guys that we've followed for the past few seasons, they haven't played in a meaningful game outside of May 15th, right? They've never played in a meaningful game in June, July, August, or September. So all those tests still lay in front of this ball club. That's going to be fun to watch. Interesting to see how Brady Singer and Cole Reagans handle that type of pressure. Brady, talking with him at spring training, when he would speak about the postseason, that's what he wanted to feel. He wanted to feel the pressure, not the excitement, not the crowd, not the lights, not the environment. He wanted to know what October pressure felt like. But as far as the injuries are concerned, you're 100% right, and that's why I remain focused on what I've been preaching since spring training, and that is just maintain through May. I know some Royals fans, understandably, I can't fight you. You've moved on from that. Guys, I can't tell you how many people are bringing up on the postgame show, Vern, who should we go add at the deadline?
Yeah. You know,
18 games in, nobody's been injured. Why are we thinking about adding anybody at the deadline? But to your point, when that starting pitcher goes down, I hope it never happens, but it's very few and far between a team gets through 162 with only five guys making starts. So you would imagine someone is going to miss a start or two. Someone in this starting lineup that is so very key is going to likely miss a game or two, a week or two. And that's when your depth is tested. And this will be, you have to think, a battle of attrition over 162. Now, there are teams on occasion that get lucky, that skate by. Hopefully that's the Royals this season. But that's why I'm very excited. And that's why, you know, you have to hit it with a caveat. So long they stay healthy, there's no reason why this team shouldn't run away with the division. But you understand that with 90% of the season still laying in front of us, someone's likely going to go down. So that's why it's not about running away with the division right now. It's not about dominating this upcoming homestand. To me, it's still about maintain through May, get yourself to June, and that's when you can start dropping it into gear. That's when we can start talking about midseason acquisitions.
Vern, when you look at, and I don't know that I don't think anything's wrong, obviously. I would give a lot of credit, just like I did to Reagans a week ago. Battling through a start in which I don't think you have your best stuff, to me, is a sign that you've really come along as a pitcher. But should I be worried about Brady Singer's velocity? It's less so that he got knocked around in one game and more that fastball's coming in at like 90.
Yeah. I actually thought his stuff was good. His command, I thought, was shaky on that fastball.
Yeah, a little too in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of factors could go into it. I'm certainly not going to say that I'm concerned, right? He does have now a five-pitch arsenal he has added to his repertoire. So, I'm not going to... worry just yet, especially at this point of the season. You don't even want to speculate, but it's not, it wouldn't be shocking if someone in this rotation deals with dead arm as we approach the second month of the season. But no, I'm not there yet with Brady Singer. Yes, I saw that the, you know, velocity was down and has gone down over the course of his first four starts, but 93 down to 91. So long as he has command of his other pitches, if he's able to mix in five different pitches, I don't think that's 1-2 miles per hour is going to make all that much of difference, so long as he can, you know, keep hitters off balance like we've seen Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha do so very well.
Go ahead. Vern, how long will they let, and we're talking to Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, how long will they let Mikel Garcia struggle at the top of the order before they make a decision about it? I'll be honest, I already have a song coming out tomorrow about it, so problem's probably solved, but how long will they let Garcia struggle?
I'm with you. I think the problem will be solved tomorrow, not only because of the music. Video? Is there a video to go along with it?
I'm working on it. There'll at least be video of us from the show. As you know, we stream the show. Full video? I'm trying to decide if I can execute it by tomorrow. I only wrapped up the song portion of it today.
This might sound silly, but I think we will see Mikel Garcia get unlocked starting tomorrow if there are more than 20,000 people in the building. I'm hoping for a raucous crowd tomorrow. But to me, Mikel, and this goes back to conversations I've had with him last year, this year in spring training, to me, he's a showman. He's an entertainer. He's a guy that I think would benefit from a better setting, a bigger crowd to really feel that pressure. He's not alone. There are, a handful of guys, multiple guys on each team that I've always believed they feed off of the energy of the crowd or putting on a show for an audience. That's just who they've been their entire lives going back to Little League. I think Ronald Acuna's a lot like that. And you look at the games in which the Royals have played, okay, the opening series against the Twins, you go to Camden, you get some nice crowds, and Mikel was hitting well in that stretch. And then, 10,000 at the K, barely, rainy every day, nobody at Citi Field, and then awful crowds in Chicago against the White Sox. So I think Mikel feeds off the crowd, and I think we'll see it tomorrow night.
Yeah, hopefully some bigger crowds this weekend as the Royals open up the homestand against the Orioles. We know that there's a roster move coming tomorrow, and reading between the lines, it sure seems like Michael Massey's probably coming back up, right? Nick Lofton optioned to Omaha.
Yeah, J.J. Piccolo saying as much yesterday on the television broadcast, hinting that the front office was leaning towards bringing Massey back for this series against Baltimore, and all Michael did was go out there and hit another bomb. Back-to-back home runs for Michael Massey down in AAA, has, five doubles, two home runs. His stretch goes in line with Vinny Pasquantino's hot stretch, so it'll be nice to get the two of them in the lineup. Because you can't, in my opinion, you'll be fine so long as the rotation remains one of the best and the defense and the base running remain the best. But if that regresses somewhat, if they're not the best pitching staff, you're going to find yourself in a bad spot if three positions are black holes offensively. And for as bad as second base has been offensively, right, Nick Lofton, it's all singles. Adam Frazier, it's all singles. Low batting average, but high on base from Frazier. Same for Nick Lofton, but you don't have any extra base pop. That's the same thing that's happening at third base right now with Mikel, and obviously that's what's happening in center field with Kyle Isbell. You can live with Isbell. You can live with one spot being defense first. You can't have three of them where you're punting on offense and just trusting the strong glove. So if Mikel's going to struggle, Massey's got to come back and pick up the slack. So my hope is Garcia breaks out tomorrow against Baltimore, and it allows Massey to ease back into this lineup and not feel that pressure of, I need to jumpstart us right out of the gate, because that's how you could either re-aggravate a back, or you can start spiraling mentally, and that's the last thing Michael Massey needs.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, will be listening tomorrow night, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact.
Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.